Welcome to episode 12 of the Ed Dye podcast. We talk horror and paranormal. So this is Ed Dye and Mike, and we're here to say hello. Hello. So we're back here with episode 12.
Yay.
And today we're talking about the hibachi forest. What you say it's called?
The hibachi forest. Hayu Hibachi Forest.
What, how about you? Say this again.
Hayu Hibachi Forest. It's Romanian. That's what the name is. It's Romanian. So I don't get. Yeah, you know, we are probably pronouncing it wrong, but we're gonna go with Hayu Hibachi.
How about you? It's about me, not about you. All right. Now, what's the deal with this place? Where is it? Do we want to visit? Is the tourist season open yet?
Well, no, you don't want to visit it. I mean, if you're really up for that, you can visit it.
Okay.
But it's out in Romania. I think it's...
So it's not exactly a hop, skip, and a jump away.
No. Okay. It's a good while away. It's actually like in the middle of nowhere in Romania, right near the Cluj-Napoca city in... Yeah, Cluj-Napoca city.
The inclusion of nipples in the city. Okay. That's what's near. Okay.
It's like... maybe a mile or two right outside the city, and the forest itself is a mile long.
Okay, so it's a big forest. Okay, it's like Central Park-ish.
Yeah, about the size of Central Park.
About the size of Central Park, about a mile away from that. So it's not exactly that far away from, like, locals.
No, you can see it right off in the distance.
Okay.
The big thing with this forest is that supposedly it's incredibly, horrifically haunted. Like, one of the big hot spots in the world.
Now, this is the one that has the circle, right, or whatever?
Yeah, it's got these, if you fly over it, if you look over it, if you Google Maps it, actually you can find it. I don't know what the coordinates are, but there is just a big dead circle in the middle of the forest.
Brown. Like, looking at the picture, like, pictures and even video, it's all forest, and then just this, it's like the bald spot on Daddy's head or something. It's like one bald spot of forest in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and the whole deal with that is that it's, nothing grows there. Nothing will grow there. They've taken soil samples.
There's like the bald spot on Daddy's head.
Just like the bald spot on Daddy's head, except that came back weird. But this one, it's weird. There's burn marks. Actually, if you look at the pictures, you'll see it's a circle emanating into a bigger circle and all the way out to the edge of the forest, well, the edge of the circle. And then if you actually look at the trees, they're all dead all around the circle, and most of them are burned.
Oh, so the borderline trees at the edge of the circle are burned. Okay, I didn't know that.
It looks like almost like a little volcano went off and just kind of wiped out that little area.
Or perhaps a UFO?
Well, that's the other big thing with this place, is that a lot of UFO sightings. I think it was back in 1968. A man named Alexander Sift, who lives right around in the area, who's a biologist, he went to the area just because he was curious about all the weird stuff that's been going on there. Went in, made it all the way till around the area of the circle, and he looked up, saw a bunch of UFOs, and started taking pictures of it.
Are there photos? Did he put out the photos?
Like... yeah, the photos are on the internet.
Oh, okay. So, we've got a bald spot in the forest, burnt trees, UFO sightings, and it's... okay, so far it kind of sounds UFO-ish and whatnot, but it's more haunted than going on. All right, so this is like a little mishmash of everything going on here.
Well, the folklore goes back as far as Romania is, and the forest is actually named after, and I don't know the perfect translation for it, but mm-hmm. I know the first part, the Hayu, stands for herdsman or herder, and it comes from the fact that the original story is that a man was trying to cut through the forest instead of going around it, because the legend is you're not supposed to go in the forest. It's just a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he decides to cut through the forest, and he's a sheep herder. He has 200 sheep. He's going through the forest. He's never heard from again. All his sheep, him, everything disappears. He's never found on the other side. The other town never found him. Just gone. So they named it basically the Sheep Herder Disappearing Forest.
See, it makes me wonder, what the hell did they call the forest before his ass disappeared?
I think
the place with the woods.
The place with the woods. I think it was also known as the Black Forest.
Yeah, that's racist, man. Yo, them Romanians don't play games. First, they got Dracula, and now they just racist forest turning into UFO missing sheep forest.
Missing sheep, UFO forest. Yeah,
the missing sheep. Okay, so what else happens here? So we got UFOs, a bald spot, a missing man and his sheep. We changed the racist name years ago. Okay.
So basically where it all starts is that with this original story, it grows into this bigger, strange situation where the forest originally is that whenever someone is murdered in the neighborhoods or in the neighboring villages or in the big city, their souls are trapped in this forest.
So So it's like a giant, like, Ghostbusters trap that just everyone gets sucked in.
Yeah, and also if you are a murderer and you die, you get stuck there as well. So the forest, people believe, is just full and full of horrific, mortified,
it's like a soul spirits. A soul magnet, and it just specifically tends to, what, pull the evil souls
in? Yeah,
it
pulls the evil souls in, and they just are trapped there. And that's what really the locals, at least, believe is what's leading to the other strange occurrences.
Oh, there's more.
Well, first off, you see lots and lots of lights, random lights off in the woods.
See, it's funny because you would think you see lots of lights in the woods. Like, I know a lot of shows, you see, oh my God, there's something in the distance. And even I'll be like, well, do you think that maybe with all the paranormal TV shows on TV, you sure it's just not another team with a flashlight?
Yeah. Somebody else out there just, oh, look, there's someone else with lights.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually bigger than that, just on the fact that the
forest. Well, my thought is also, it's Romania. How many people actually have flashlights?
Yeah, how many people are really there?
It sounds mean, but I don't mean it like that. But yeah, how many people are actually there walking around the forest if everyone's scared shitless of this forest?
Especially, yeah, everyone's just scared shitless. It's also believed to go near it, you're automatically haunted. Whatever is there is going to follow you home. And on top of it, just to talk about the forest, if you live in the neighboring villages, you're going to be automatically haunted, cursed, whatever you believe in.
So why the hell does anyone even live near there, let them go, you know, want to go near there?
I'm guessing they've just been there forever and they just don't leave. It's kind of like New Yorkers. They just never leave.
It's like New York and the Statue of Liberty. It's like, yeah, you grew up in New York, but you've never actually been there. It's like, why? Because I'm from New York. I have no reason to go there.
It's just there. But it gets really weird after you start actually entering the forest. When it begins is you'll walk into the forest, you'll walk around. It's actually a big tourist attraction, of course, for the fact
that the haunted UFO, don't come here, it's going to follow you home,
yeah,
is a place to go. All right. It's actually, let's all be there.
There's actually...
Bring the kids. Come on. You never had your kid haunted? Come on. It's a shitload of fun. Romanians are at a party with the demons.
Well, the big thing is there's also hiking trails for the curious.
Are you... Oh, my God.
Yep. There's hiking trails out there. What... The problem comes in is now people go into these forests and they disappear. Just disappear. If you go around the edge of the forest, if you go there even at night, it is warned against. There's signs. It's almost kind of like that forest in Japan. They warn against going there.
I was about to say that. The Japan in the forest.
The Japan in the forest.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. But this one, it's you go missing. And the one in Japan, it's like, well, we know why you're missing.
You know you're right.
We know what happened to you.
Well, you just disappear.
Okay, and
the ones who don't disappear, they come back with the weird stories. The big stories are that you walk in, you see the lights, you see lights off in the woods. There's also stories of a woman walking around with a lantern. She's another person. If you see her, you're going to disappear.
Are you sure she's just not lost and people start following her? Oh, she's got a lantern. She knows where to go. And then it turns out now we both lost, stupid.
Now we're both lost.
She's like, hell, I thought you were going to leave me out. You're the one with the fancy phone and shit. I've been in here for 40 years. I ain't even got a phone. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know why I call it a phone.
Well, actually, going on with the whole phone idea, when you go into the forest, phones go dead.
Oh, damn.
So you could be standing on the edge of the forest. You'll be fine. You can make your phone call.
So you need a compass and a map.
Compass doesn't work. There's a strange magnetic field over it, where if you have a compass or anything like that, it just bugs out.
All right, so needless to say, there's not going to be like a Boy Scout powwow. Let's go like
vampire
camping,
hunters,
huh?
Boy Scout vampire hunters,
and all this and that going on there. Yeah, well, I mean, it is Romania.
You get the Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys, yeah, they disappear and they come back. Literally, they're Lost Boys. They go there, you disappear.
Well, the thing is with the magnetic fields and everything like that is what was my train of thought.
The compasses don't work. So right now, this sounds like a whole hell of a lot, not a fun.
Oh, well, that's why it also gets, what I was trying to get to was that it's the nickname for this place, just by everybody else, is this is Transylvania's Bermuda Triangle.
Ah, okay.
When you go there, also another thing is strange things start to occur right around the time you'll start seeing this strange black fog floating in.
Okay, first of all, fog ain't black. So right off the bat, I'd be like, oh, hell
black,
no.
Pitch black fog floats in, starts looming.
Maybe that's why they called it the Black Forest.
Mm-hmm. You're so witty.
I'm so witty. So we got black fart fog floating in as you walk in. Okay.
So then people start basically hallucinating. This strangeness goes out of control. First of all, a lot of people will start hallucinating. They'll start seeing faces grow in the trees. So you'll just
I'm done. I don't care how high it is. I'm done. Once I see faces,
faces of demons, mutilated people's faces. So you'll just see the tree start shaping into a face. The branches will turn into people's faces. Flowers will turn into people's faces and just start rotting. And that's just one of the things. A lot of people also blackout. they'll first walk in the forest, go like 10 feet in, black out on the ground, be found on the other side of the forest.
Oh, hell. Oh, this is fun.
Or someone will be walking around in the forest, and they'll walk through the forest, and they'll feel like they got through them, what, a mile? How long would you say? Maybe an hour to walk if you were just taking your time?
Yeah.
3 days will go by.
And you didn't really...
You didn't realize it's been 3 days. You feel like it's been an hour.
My stomach would know it's been 3 days. My stomach would know it's been 3 minutes, let alone hours.
Yeah, you'll be eating the berries, and then you'll be really seeing
I'll be eating the demon faces off the damn tree. Yo, you kind of scary and all, but you look a little bit delicious.
A big thing also, people go into there, and they just randomly get surges of astral projection. They'll just pop out of their bodies. Their spirit will jump, like, straight up into the air. They'll see themselves from the sky and immediately plunge down into themselves and then black out again.
Oh, hell no. Oh. Oh, that's messed up. See, that's a ripe place for demons to be. I'm like, yo, I'm waiting for this. You see this one right here? I'm going to wait till that spirit jumps out that body. I'm going to jump in there. I'm going to take that body. He's going to come back down. Ground, he ain't going to have no body. He done. And now I'm demon man inside this body.
Well, there's also the astral projection situation. People are also getting really strange stuff outside of the city. If you're just, like, there's a big, big famous video. You can probably find it online. It's a couple in Romania. They're standing on top of, a hotel. Or I wouldn't even say hotel, maybe just a flat that they're living in. And they're looking out in the distance. They're having a camera recording. And I'm guessing they're just trying to be cute. You can see off in the distance an oval-shaped, like a cigar-shaped object, glowing bright white, floating over the forest. And the video is about, maybe 30 seconds long. So about 27 seconds of that video, you just see this thing floating there. And then just disappear.
Okay, so that's the lights. God knows what the hell that is. But you're saying the astral projection, people get thrown out into the city too?
People will get thrown out everywhere. They'll be floating around for a little while.
All right, so it's not like just like you walk in, pop, popcorns you up into the air, and then you fall back in.
Well, that's
in,
happened like- too, but also people are getting thrown up and they're just floating around for a while. And all you can see is yourself just standing there like a zombie, just like a moron just standing there.
Damn, Disney place. Disneyland ain't got nothing on this place. Disney place.
Well, we haven't even gotten to the circle, really.
Oh, yeah, the ball spot. Okay.
The ball spot.
So this is so far, you're just saying, like, walking within 10 to 15 feet in, you see smoke, you pass out, you wake up somewhere else, your ass gets thrown around spiritually. People see lights.
Ghosts.
You're seeing ghost faces. You see the black fart mist.
Well, also, people are seeing ghosts. You'll just be walking in the middle of the woods and not just the faces in the trees. You'll just see a face appear, like an astral face, just float there and look at you. Or ghosts walk around, people following you, hear people following you, people screaming, little children laughing off in the woods.
And people say children's laughter is the nicest thing on the planet. not if it ain't supposed to be there. Listen, a kid laughing in the playground, oh, that's nice at 3 p.m. A kid laughing in the playground, 3 a.m. in the morning, that shit ain't happening. Oh,
that's creepy shit.
That's
what I'm leaving.
Ghosts appearing in front of your face. See, that's funny because now I'm wondering how much of it is ghosts and how much of it is astral projection just happening. People, you're just seeing other people's souls from other parts of the
forest. Well, a lot of the ghost stuff is at night. There really shouldn't be anyone in there when you're there.
There really shouldn't be anyone in there, period.
I mean, if this place is this bad, I'm going to assume that the town actually will go out of its way to stop people from going to this woods.
Yeah, it's making me think of Dracula when they're like, no, you don't want to go to that castle.
Oh, yeah, don't bother. We're going to stop. Basically, they're going to warn you and try to stop you. They'll know if you're going.
Oh, you a Medican? Yeah. And then they're like, what other freaking reason do you have to be around here? You come here for the pie and no, you're not here for the food? All right, goodbye. Like, you're telling me to leave? No, I know you're going to disappear in the forest. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Well, there's also the ghosts, right? Now, you got to remember that with the ghosts, you have, since Transylvania and the people started really living around there, if they believe that these spirits are all the murdered, killed, evil spirits from all around this area being sucked in there, that's a lot of ghosts.
I was going to say, that's not bad if you'd only had one serial killer in the last 30 years. That's not so bad. But I'm assuming the crime rate is pretty high around here.
You also got to consider, what do they consider murder? Like... abortion, is that considered murder over there?
I don't know. I mean, what's considered? It's, I mean, again, I'm not making,
also,
trying not
like
to make fun of Romania, but you know, there, it's Romania, but it's also, you said it's like a village, so it's not it's not a big city, so
it's almost, I would say, third world country, but they're not like, you know,
second world, I'd say maybe.
Maybe second world, second not world.
Third
be
world, yeah.
Second world. But they, you know, I mean, I've seen video clips, there's guys with skateboards.
Very, it's very deep. I don't want to say Baltic, but like European kind of Mediterranean-ish. Basically, the movies you see when you're talking about, when you see those movies about, you know, Transylvania, the villagers, that's this place's history. That's what Romania was like back in the day.
These are also, some of these people still believe in vampires, so.
But Dracula is a hero to the peoples.
The peoples. Well, I don't think they, we'll get in, I don't think they consider him a vampire, but anyway. It's like a mixture. You have the people who probably go to school and they, you know, they're educated. Then you have, you know, the crowd where they pretty much just lived on a farm and milked goats for their entire lives.
So the ghosts now.
Yes. Well, the ghosts are all
the killers and the murderers. Oh, okay.
They'll come in, they'll follow you, they touch you, they'll scratch you, attack you. There's been incidents of attack, people being thrown, touched, pushed, shoved, knocked down. And a lot of the time when people black out, they also think it's the ghosts messing with them.
Yeah, passing out and everything.
People passing out, getting disoriented, lost. There's also accounts of people's ears, noses bleeding, headaches, massive headaches. Especially with the nose and ears bleeding, that's a big one.
Okay, so far this is starting to sound like a heavy metal concert.
Yeah.
It's like I walked in, I was in like the mosh pit when I didn't even know I was in the mosh pit.
And then I got kicked in the face, and then I knew I was in the
Then
mosh
I passed
pit.
Out. I saw my body down there, you know, body surfing, and I was back in my body. And overall, it was pretty good. There was no music, but, you know, it was all pretty much the same effect as going to a heavy metal concert.
Well, once you draw in really deeper into this forest, of course, you're going to get to the bald spot, as you call it.
The bald spot.
Now, as I said before, the bald spot looks burned. The trees are all dead around it. This is where a lot of the really strange stuff is going on. Now, when you fly over this bald spot and you say, let's take a thermal camera, you flash it at, the entire forest is going to be blue. Cool forest, usually, you know, Transylvania, they're not getting that hot.
Yeah, trees aren't exactly known for, you know, being warm-blooded, you know, living entities.
Yes, but when you put it over this circle, the whole thing glows bright red.
Is it hot there, though?
Hot.
But is it when you get there? Is
no.
it hot?
If you went there, you and me went there, it would be, except for the oddities of the place, it would feel like anywhere else.
Okay, so the spot. See, it makes me think, what, like radiation? I mean, that's the only other thing I can think of. Maybe
if you go there with a Geiger counter, the radiation is off the chart. Yeah. It goes crazy. But they've tested soil samples. They've done everything. It's fine. There's really no reason that there shouldn't be anything growing there. And also, as you get closer to this circle, the weirdness gets worse. So let's say the blacking out, you're not going to black out until you get really close to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The ghosts start bothering you more because the villagers believe that circle is where all the real murderers are. So the rest of the forest...
It's the seventh layer of hell is what you're
telling
me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
That's where they think all the worst souls get stuck, right in that circle.
Maybe they're all just walking around in a circle over and over, and that's why nothing grows there.
Maybe. I mean, it's when people get near it, they start getting a buzzing in their head. A buzzing of vibrations.
See, it's funny you said that. I was actually just looking at a list recently, and there's certain parts of the world where people will hear buzzing.
Yeah, and it's not just like a little zzz, loud. And that's what they're attributing to, like the ears bleeding and people getting confused and lost.
It reminds me of a movie. Interesting. I don't know if anyone out there would see it. It's a horror, more of a thriller horror. It's called Yellow Brick Road.
I've definitely haven't heard of this one.
Just quick premise. It just is they're doing a story about people are doing a documentary or something on an entire town that just up in one day got up and walked into the freaking forest and never came back from, was never heard from. And then they're doing it. They go into the forest. They're kind of fine. I don't remember if they find a road or not, but there is a path they find. And the deeper they go in, the more stuff stops working. I'm wondering if it's loosely based on this place to begin with, because I forget where they say they're supposed to be.
I mean, from the story, it sounds like it really could
be. The phones don't work. They're still filming, if I remember the camera. But it's not a found footage movie type thing. But the creepiest thing about the movie, which I found very interesting, is the music. What? You're deep in the forest. In this movie, they're deep in the forest, but they're hearing, at first, they're hearing, it's like a hum. It's just like a hum they're hearing, if I remember. And then it turns into music, but it sounds like music, like someone's blasting speakers somewhere in the distance and they're hearing old time music, but they can't figure out where it's coming from. They keep hearing it and they keep thinking maybe the people in the forest are living there. I mean, it's not so much a ghost story. Like I said, it's more of a thriller, but a lot of the same aspects of what you're telling me from this place is similar to this movie, though.
I mean, I really should sit down and watch this then. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Just with everything I've been reading about this, I could probably tell you the truth.
So the bald spot's hot.
Bald spot is hot. And when you go there, it's like nothing. So with the bald spot, you get the weirdness going crazy. And everyone, of course, has their own theories. I mean, for me, I'm not going to go anywhere. I can't tell you. But for everyone else, first of all, you get some people and they're saying it's a portal.
Understandable, yeah. An energy spot where, like, the earth is shooting out energy. Okay,
possible. A spot of the earth shooting out energy. You have a portal, and there's two different beliefs with the portal. One, I'm both skeptical. Mm-hmm. But there's one I'm really skeptical about, but I'm going to mention it anyway.
Okay.
The first one is that it's a portal, and it's basically almost like a rift. They think it's a rift, basically, we're rubbing up against another dimension in that spot, uh-huh. And that's why it's always hot. It's got all that radioactivity coming from just the universe is colliding.
Yeah.
And that's why you get the UFOs always popping up around there, because the aliens, UFOs, aliens, whatever, okay. have discovered how to use that.
Mm-hmm. It's very toward Doctor Who-ish.
Yeah. See, that one I find more interesting. The other one I find to be a little almost crazy.
Ooh.
But that's me. Yes. They believe now that this is a place that the Atlanteans made.
Oh, you know, because we're near the Atlantic Ocean there. Okay?
Yeah. So they believe this is one of many places that the Atlanteans live. And there's a couple of them. If you really look into this, there's a bunch all around the Earth.
Oh, really?
Kind of like the same thing as this, but I think there's one out in the desert, somewhere in the Nevada, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
With this, now, they believe that the Atlanteans first created this as a way to easily get around the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And now the aliens on
Earth... Oh, are these like teleportation spots is what
yeah,
they
pretty
think?
Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
So now...
So what if someone messed up and started... And if Atlantis really is underwater and someone turns it on, will the Atlantic Ocean start pouring out of this bald spot?
Well, you never know. I mean, but it...
We're going to drown.
I could see why people get the portal theory, though, in general. Just because the fact of blacking out or just losing yourself, like you walk to the drip rift and you mm-hmm. just disappeared for a while, or you just automatically just black out, wake up somewhere else.
I'm going to walk in here, whomp.
Somewhere.
Whomp. I'm like, I'm 30 miles from where I just was 2 seconds ago.
Yeah. I mean, that would make more sense to me if that was going to be one of the theories.
It makes sense, but the only thing with me is I'm like, the Atlanteans? I'm like, what proof? Is there a giant A somewhere? What are they, you know what I mean? Obviously, there's more details behind what they're thinking of this. Because they're probably connecting it to other places. But still, I'm just like, the Atlanteans, really?
That's a push on me, just because I don't really
what
believe
about
in that general.
Just general. See, but they said, I was going to say, a pocket of just general radiation. Not the Earth shooting stuff. Maybe there's something under there.
Well, that's what
the
science...
Geiger machines would have picked up something, though, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of what the science is going with this, is what people are saying, is that a reason most of the stuff is going on is, for some reason, like you were saying before, this place vibrates. And yeah. it just has its own vibration. And it vibrates at an ultra-high frequency that normal people can't hear. And just like if you were to put someone in a box and do the same thing to them, they kind of go crazy. Now you're trapped in a forest, and you got to think about all the things around you this sound can bounce off of. That's why electronics fail, because the vibrations are so much, it messes with the microchips inside of it.
This place is almost on just a borderline, slightly different. It's on a different... tune than the rest of the world, so it throws everything else off.
Kind of throws to that dimension idea.
Kind of, yeah.
But it that's why it makes everyone, you know, delusional, a little ditzy, confused, because, you know, it's easy when you're getting your head fucked with, basically, that you could get lost.
Now, what do we call this place again? How you doing?
Hayabachu.
How about you?
And really, when it comes down to it, and the villagers believe this, but... is that circle is really just bad because those demons are there. Those evil, evil spirits are just hanging out in the middle of that forest.
And then also, like you said, there's been it's been on a couple of shows, you said, right?
Yeah.
A couple of shows have showed this place.
I mean, and there's also, they haven't, and on the shows, of course, they go into a lot of detail with some of these things, but not as much as I have. Mm-hmm. But the big thing that also, what the locals believe is that this place is also a Satan worship home, like a Mecca.
Okay, see, here's the thing about that. Where these Satanists coming from? If there's a town nearby...
The locals.
Do you go there? Do you go there? So do you know any locals that go there? No? So why do you think that? Where are these Satanists coming from?
I mean, I from everything I was reading, I didn't see anything. I mean, it would make more sense if I saw...
Believe, yeah.
If I saw more, like, articles about, let's say, black figures in the forest and stuff like that.
Black figures, dead animals.
Dead animals, sacrifices, altars, strange altars, setups.
Yeah, people finding the remains of like what looked like, you know, there was a ritual happening, but none of this has really come up in the history of this.
Yeah, and I think that also really comes from one thing, and I don't know how true this is. This is something I just came across that I figured I'd mention. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this is also a big place for Wiccans in the area or in Transylvania.
Which can also be mistaken as devil worship.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently for the witches in the area within Transylvania, the place is viewed as a holy place.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. See, for Wiccans and what they believe in their belief system, I can see that making sense.
Yeah. I'm going to take this because the strange folklore with Wiccans, with the stuff that people don't really, they believe but maybe shouldn't believe.
Uh-huh.
They say that Wiccans draw power from this place in the area. If they're in the area, your spells are more powerful.
I can go and recharge. Salem ain't got shit on this place.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much is what it does. And I could believe that, though, with the Wiccans.
With the Wiccans, I can see that. But then, I mean, nothing against the Wiccans, but they have... Come on, guys. You got so many places and so many beliefs. You want us to keep track. But do they go there? I mean, are they having a Wiccan festival there?
See, I didn't get that far into it.
Like, I want to set up the stage on the south side of the ball spot because the music's going to bounce here, and when the radiation picks up, it's going to make the guitar sound really awful.
But even so, with that, I'm still another person who doesn't know too much about Wiccans. Mm. Would you see an altar? Would you see a special kind of
there? Depends what they're doing, though, too. That's why. It depends what rituals they're doing. Because it's a matter, like you said, they draw their power, but it's a matter of what power they're drawing, so it depends on what rituals they're going to do there.
Yeah, that's just true.
I mean, and then you also have people that, you know, not the Wiccans or witchcraft people, but then you just have the people who believe in, you know, the other stuff. The crystals, astral projections. I'm just going to walk in, hold this crystal. It's going to get recharged. I'm going to take it home. It's going to have the circle energy.
I don't know if
I just made that up, but there's people that will buy into that.
Yeah, hey.
I'm going to take a bottle, and then close it.
Now selling crystals that were charged by the circle in the forest, right?
Yeah. We're selling fart-infused crystals.
They help out.
The power of my stank will protect you. The power of any stank will protect you from anything, though.
Not this. Well, maybe this forest.
And how far back does the history of this place go?
From what I was seeing, it just goes. It just goes back. There's no, like, draw the road kind of thing.
And was it, did you see anything recent?
Recently was just that story with the couple with the UFO.
With the UFO.
I mean, thing. I know. I think recently, Ghost Adventures, I think, went there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went there, they encountered some strange stuff. But I think they went in on quads. So I mean, you're gonna drive through instead of walking through. It's like
you guys.
Different.
You guys hear the hum? Yeah, it's called your engine.
I don't remember if I actually sat down and watched that one, but usually they're pretty good with certain things.
We should
look
that up.
Definitely should. Other than that, there's always the Destination Truth stories in the videos. There's two episodes, and they have some strange things. I think one of their cameramen is actually sitting in the circle. He gets yanked like 10 feet backwards, and when he comes back, it looks like something beat the hell out of him.
Oh, lucky him.
He actually got a couple of scars from the scratches that he got, I'm guessing.
But
from
he didn't get to
there.
Astral project.
No.
I'm wondering if you can have control of that if you know it's coming. Like, oh, my God. I want to go to so-and-so's house and watch him in the shower. And you, like, pass out.
I don't know if I'd want to leave my body laying around in that forest.
Hey, that's like Insidious, too. The movie Insidious, the kid goes out of his body, he's astral projecting, and then he can't make it back. Maybe that's the problem, too. People go missing. The bodies go missing or whatever.
They astral project and they just lay there and they can't go back.
Well, even if you think about it, kind of what I said before about the demons, could you think about the fact, imagine you go in, your body astral projects, you don't make it back to your body, but something else does. And the reason you're missing is because whatever came back to your body doesn't go back to your life. It just goes and leads
it
a whole new one.
It just goes to something else.
It's like, hey guys, my name's Chris. I'll see you guys later. Walks in and it walks out the other side of the forest. My name is Maxwell.
Well,
I'm going to live deliciously.
I think also people are suspecting that maybe people are getting abducted by aliens.
By aliens or being pulled into other
dimensions. Lost in the rift.
Lost. It's funny, yeah, because I did mention, you know, being a nerd or whatever. I did mention Doctor Who. There is an episode where a kid falls in through a rift and, like, disappears and then reappears, but he's, like, 40 years older.
What?
Yeah, it's an interesting episode. But and in, you know, the episode, they have footage. The kid's basically 16 or something, walking home from school. You see a flash. Basically, there is a rift in the area, and he gets sucked into the rift, and he gets thrown to another planet or whatever. And somehow they find him, and then through he ends up getting through a rift to get thrown back to the original time he was taken from. But it's like been like 30, 40 something years, and he's an old man, and they're trying to show him his mom. But it's really, I don't want to give you spoilers, but it's a really messed up episode. You have to put up with the whole episode for the big messed up twist at the end.
Is this recent?
It's Torchwood, so it's from a couple of years ago, because Torchwood hasn't had like an actual season in a while.
Oh, okay, it's Torchwood then. Okay. Yeah. But I, you know, you were asking before if I'd ever go to this place.
Would you?
Hell no.
Even if we got free tickets?
No.
You know what I would do? I'd stay in town, get me 3 to 4 miles of wiring. I'm going to send a Mars rover in.
Well, maybe you get some EVPs, because I know that's a big, big thing there too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. See, I'll go in. I want a camera going, infrared thing going, something reading temperature, another thing reading this and that. I want microphones all up the wazoo, all around. I want, I'm going to be walking with the sage, a thing of sage with a little fire next to it, ready to turn it on and like
banish smoke, anything evil.
Banish anything evil if it attacks my shit. Because as much as it's not me going in the forest, it's my little robot friend. I still want my robot friend to come back. That shit's expensive.
Well, how I'm looking at this right now is you got your little, it's like, it's kind of like a skiing trail for a paranormal investigation. You know, you're going to go to a haunted house or something. That's like the kiddie stuff. This is like Death Mountain.
Yes. this is like, oh, you like that little ride? Okay, you want to come on this ride? You're guaranteed to shit yourself. y'all like shit in your own pants? Shit, this shit will fuck you up. You might shit in someone else's pants. Literally, you might have to project into someone else's pants and shit in there and then go back to your own body. You don't know what's going to happen.
Or you won't go back at all.
Oh, my God. What's the name again?
Hayabachu?
Hayabachu.
How you doing?
How you doing? The Hayabachu.
How you doing?
The Hayabachu Forest in the Romania.
The Black, you know, Forest.
That's just south of Transylvania, 2 miles west from the interstate. Tell them Big Ed sent you. Over by the Budapest. This is an interesting place. Let me know when you vacation there.
No.
No, you're not going to let me know? Okay, no. Fine. Let me know when you get back from there.
This is my private horror.
This is your private horror. Well, that's the Hayabachu. The Hayabachu Forest. If you guys have any stories, questions, or comments, feel free to find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Is Eddie dead? Is Ed die dead? And until next time,
I'll be writing my horror noir of this forest.
And I'll be living deliciously.